This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in a surah in the Quran, the scholars of tafsir given it a special name, Surah An-Ni'am, the Surah of An-Ni'am, meaning the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He bestowed upon us. In spite of the fact, the name of the Surah is An-Nahl, Surah number 16 in the Quran. And the reason why why the scholars of tafsir given this surah that special name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah names the bounties that He bestows upon us one after another. And then He makes it the criteria subhanahu wa ta'ala to request your submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse in the surah, وَكَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completing His favors upon you, His bounties upon you, so that you may submit yourselves in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named in the surah is the bounty of having a home, a house to live in. Even so, we may take it for granted. And if you really want to see this bounty, maybe you just need to go downtown here, or maybe go to one of these big cities, New York or Washington DC, you will find actually people who are living they have all their belongings in a car that they drag around, and that's really their home, and we call them homeless. That means they do not have a home. The verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the home to be a bounty reads, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for you, from your homes a place of rest, a place where you find peace, where you find tranquility, where you find serenity. As soon as you enter into your house, you feel secure, you feel safe. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the trials and tribulations that a Muslim will face at the end of time, which a lot of the scholars say these times, one of the companions, wal hadith fi sunan, one of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَنْ نَجَاتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, how can I find salvation, O Messenger of Allah, in the midst, in the middle of all these trials? He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ, hold your tongue, وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ, and make sure that you dwell in your home. Make sure that your home is a place where you find rest there. وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, and feel regretfulness over your sins. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the home is the place where the next generation is prepared to face these trials as well. And I mean by the next generation, our children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhakar kama fi sahih al-Bukhari min hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah fa'abawahu yuhawidanih aw yunassiranih aw yumajjisanih. Every newborn is born a Muslim, and the Muslim home then will enhance that Islam, will nourish that Islam, or the home will divert it, will take it away, will twist it, will take it to Christianity, Judaism, or other faith, which based on associating partners in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the home is the first brick in the community, in the Muslim community, in the society, the first brick. And if the Muslim home is sound, then the community at large will be sound. The community at large will be sound, will be healthy. But if the Muslim home is not healthy, then the community will be unhealthy, will be sick, basically. And this is probably what explains the condition of the Ummah, because the Muslim homes are not Muslim homes anymore. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this house where you dwell with your spouse must be based on the obedience and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin with. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. The house must be initiated on the basis of taqwa, the basis of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is very sad to say that our homes are not Muslim homes anymore. They are not. And let's be straightforward about it. Let's not be naive. Do not be naive. Do not be naive about the truth. You see, your religion deals with every little thing in your lives. Every little thing in your lives. And this is a statement actually that was made to Salman the Persian, by someone who is not a Muslim. He was so impressed with the details that this religion has, which can help you live your life according to. And he said to Salman, your religion teaches you even how to relieve yourself, how to go to the bathroom. To that much, what is this? Salman says, yes. Yes, we enter with our left feet and we make the dua before we enter, and we use our left hand in cleansing our private area and so forth. The religion also, because of the importance of the house, the religion told you how to build this house in the basis of taqwa. But it's very unfortunate that we as Muslims now are doing like the nations before us. We only pick and choose from the religion what we like. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that statement to Bani Israel. He said to them, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some portion in the book, of the book, and you leave some? That's a package deal. The whole thing, take it or leave it. A lot of Muslims, because of the lack of knowledge, they pick and choose what they want from the religion. Yani how many times did you hear this? Hanging pictures in the wall prevents the angels from entering your house. And if you enter into the houses of 75% of the Muslims now, they have pictures hanging on the wall. Malush mazaj. He doesn't feel like this one. No, leave this one. I will take this one, but this one, no. Oh. And then they call and complain, I have jinn, ya sheikh, in my house. Al-malaika mish dakhalat al-bayt. Who's going to be in the house if there is no angels in the house? Huh? Any house, that has a dog in it, or a picture of a living creature, let me make this clear, a living, fish, animals, human beings, angels do not enter this house, period. Tab, who is in the house if angels are not in the house? Mr. Shaitan and his helpers. Huh? And then he comes, ya sheikh, my son got jinni, can you help me? Ya right, remove the picture, let the angels get in the house. Huh? Let peace, angels, they bring peace. When was the last time you read Surah Al-Baqarah in your house? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, shaitan does not stay there. Oh, read Surah Al-Baqarah in your house. Bring peace into the house. Oh, yani subhanallah. Our children, you know, they come to the masjid. I'm talking about our youth. And then they hear the sheikh saying, music is haram. يبصوا على الشيخ ده, الشيخ ده fanatic. Why they are saying this? Because he's at home hearing music all the time. At home. Movies. Maybe the father is already playing his favorite stuff. For him, it's impossible. This sheikh doesn't know what he's doing. Because my father is playing music at home. Oh, is that a Muslim home? Ma. And on, ya ikhu. Ya'ani, enough that the house itself boot you in war with Allah. Huh. A riba house, mortgage house, which is haram, haram, haram. Oh, you're at war with Allah. Huh. Riba, you're being riba. لعن الله الربا. Allah curses riba. Akila, the one who receives it. وموكله, and the one who pays it. وكاتبه, and the one who writes the contract, the real estate, and the two witnesses. Hadith sahih, malush kalam. Oh. فيجي يقول لك اتق الله وذروا ما بقي. البيت نفسه اصلا يعني حطك في حرب مع ربنا. The house itself put you in war with Allah. So how are you going to find peace, serenity, tranquility in this house? Huh. How? The hayb fighting. يعني يا إخوة والله أشياء مزعجة, very disturbing things that you hear in the Muslim family now. يعني for example you hear from a wife that she calls the police on her husband. طب that's, you know, if your life is threatened, خلاص, no problem, call the police. If I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, if your life is threatened, let me make this clear, and you're endangered because of your husband, and your only resort is the police, go ahead and do it. No, she called the police for her husband because he refused to buy her a purse. Calvin Klein, بسموها Calvin Klein, for New Year. تشوف الدنيا ماشية يعني you pull your hair. What do we have to do with the New Year? Oh. So she wanted to get into her husband, calls the police in him. يا ست, يقول لها يا أختي, don't do this. And then she complains that she's not from this community, by the way, some other community. يا أختي, and she tells my husband left the house. والله I wouldn't stay with you for a day. She gonna call the police and be like, I don't buy you a purse. I gonna spend overnight in jail. ما ينفع. Why? فين السكينة؟ الله says, ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة, love, affection, friendship. A sister calls, my husband told me I divorce you 100 times. In one time, 100 times. I will say, أخي, هي one is enough. هو بقول لك, if you divorce your wife 200 times in one time, it's enough. No, he decided, I divorce you. He's angry, he's upset, he's frustrated. فين السكن؟ Where is the serenity? Where is the peace? Why do we go out of the homes, يا إخوة, disturbed? يعني يقول لك الواحد, the husbands right now, أنا ما بصدق أطلع من البيت. I cannot wait till I leave the house. لأن البيت إيه, becoming what? Battling ground. مش. Why? Because the hearts are different. Your children are sitting in front of the TV at least 5-6 hours a day. Well, guess what now? This one likes this show. So you end up with 4 TVs in the same house and sometimes 4 receivers. أسرة واحد, one family. حتى لا يلتقون على المعصية. They do not meet in disobedience. فكل هذه يعني يا إخوة مشاكل. كل هذه مشاكل. I want to say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the second khutbah in particular, I see a lot of youth. And I'm talking to them now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to marry women with the deen, with the religion. With the religion. And also the sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to choose husbands with good manners and good deen. Al-Quran, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا ولعبد مؤمن خير من مشرك ولو أعجبكم أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه ويبين آياته للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. Do not marry mushrik women even if you like them. Mushrik women, women who worship someone else with Allah, don't. Even if you like them. A believing slave woman is much better for you than this one. Also, the brothers who are guardians of the women, do not give your daughters in marriage to mushriks. Somebody who associates. وقول الله تعالى في سورة النور: وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنيهم الله من فضله. And marry the righteous, the religious. So if you are looking to get married, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you that a woman is asked in marriage because of four things. الحديث في الصحيحين, الحديث أبي هريرة: تنكح المرأة لأربع. Her physical beauty, because she's so attractive, she looks beautiful. Her body, whatever you want to choose here. Her lineage, she has a good family. And normally in America with the lineage, her green card. So you get a green card if you marry somebody from me. Her lineage. And then her money, she has money. And then her hasab, lineage, and then the deen. Four. Beauty, lineage, money, deen. Four. Which one should I go for, O Messenger of Allah? Which one? Fadfar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used the verb win. He did not say marry, win. Win the one with the religion. Win her. Also, this is in reference that there will be very few of them. It seems like you may have to fight for one of those. Fight in the sense of لا يخطب أحدكم على خطبتي أخي. Don't misunderstand me here. But win the one with the religion. تربت يدك. الحديث الآخر في صحيح مسلم وسنن النسائي الزيادة, حديث معقل بن أسار. Look at this. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. Look at this. الدنيا متاع. The dunya is an enjoyment. And the best of its enjoyment, a righteous wife. وخير متاعها الزوجة الصالحة. Not the beautiful. يعني there is a حديث يا إخوة. الحديث ضعيف. سنده ضعيف. A chain of narration is not authentic. If you marry a woman for her wealth, Allah will increase your poverty. If you marry a woman for her lineage, Allah will humiliate you. يعني معنى الحديث يعني. The best of the enjoyment of the dunya in this dunya is a righteous wife. Why? وهذه الزيادة عند النسائي. إذا نظرت إليها أسرتك. If you look at her, she will please you. نساؤنا يا إخوة, our women now يا إخوة in the house, لا تعتني المرأة بنفسها أبدا. At home, she doesn't even care less about how she looks. But as soon as she leaves the house, she prepares herself. For who يا أختي? To whom? Are you beautifying yourself? You're supposed to make yourself beautiful for your husband. Not for the guys outside. These are non-maharim to you. إذا نظرت إليها أسرتك وإذا أقسمت عليها أبرتك. If you tell her, by Allah, if you leave the house, you're divorced. الأخت الآن, some of the sisters, as soon as she hears this, طب والله لم أشهد الوقت بالبيت. I'm leaving the house right now. يعني الرجل يقول لها لو سبت البيت لطالك. If you leave the house, إخوة والله these are real stories. If you leave the house, you're divorced. تقول له I'm leaving the house right now غصب عنك. طبعا. أقسمت عليها أبرتك. اتبرك. She helps you to fulfill your oath. وإذا غبت عنها. And if you leave the house, حفظتك. She will guard you in herself, meaning her chastity, and in your money. In your money. طيب يعني بعض الناس يقول لك يعني the women are forced. Why a woman would do this? Why a woman would do this? يعني يكفي الأخوات, enough my dear sisters in Islam, this hadith. الحديث في صحيح ابن حبان بسند صحيح. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
And I want my sisters to hear this, that you're doing this, you're doing this for you. For you, not for the man. يتحرك بجاز الراجل, but for you. أهو, listen to this. إذا صلت المرأة خمسها, if the woman prays her five, meaning five daily prayers, وصامت شهرها, and she fasted her month, اللي هو رمضان, وأطاعت وحصنت فرجها, وحفظت فرجها وحصنت فرجها, and she keeps herself chaste, وأطاعت زوجها, and she obeys her husband. Look at this now. In the day of resurrection, قيل لها يوم القيامة ادخلي من أبواب الجنة أيما شئتي. There are 8 gates for Jannah. You choose which gate you want to go to. You want to enter Jannah from. فما يعني الأخوة, my sister, don't think we're doing this. You're doing this just for no, يا إخوة. إحنا at the end of the day, we're all in quest for Jannah here. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما خطب النساء يوم العيد, when he delivered that sermon in the day of Eid, حديث ابن عباس اللي هو في صحيح البخاري, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال للنساء, he said to the women, يا معاشر النساء, oh women, تصدق, I want you to give a lot of صدقة. Why, يا رسول الله؟ فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. I have seen you the majority of the dwellers of the hellfire. طيب, a woman followed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the women, and she wanted to know why. لماذا يا رسول الله؟ لماذا يا رسول الله؟ You know why, sisters? Because of the husbands. تكفرن العشير وتكفرن الإحسان. لو أحسن إليكن الرجل الدهر كله ثم رأيتن شيئا تكرهن لقلتن ما رأينا منك خيرا قط. If the man is by the book, هات خدي, but then he said, I don't have today, you're terrible. كفران العشير, being ungrateful to the husband. يعني الرجل يطلع برا in the jungle earning the income for the family, and you're being ungrateful because he was unable at one time. Oh. فيعني I'm quoting the hadith, my dear sisters, to show you that the reason why the women are the majority of the dwellers of the hellfire, and I'm not talking about the believing women, okay? I'm talking about just the women. Because of this, they are ungrateful to their husbands. Ungrateful. Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام لما زار ابن إسماعيل, when he visited his son Ismail, he told him to divorce غير عتبة ذلك. Change the doorstep to your house. Why? Because he asked his wife, كيف عيشكما؟ How is life going? Terrible. ما فيش credit card. ما فيش shopping. Terrible. غير. هذه المرأة خراب على البيت. ما تنفع. ف my point here, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that the religion instructed you to choose a special type of women to help you to have a healthy home, a healthy house. And by the way, there is no problem to have a beautiful, prestigious, wealthy and religious women. But show me where you can find those. 4-in-1? Impossible. But the message here is, don't compromise the deen for any of those. That's the message. Don't. The deen first. And then whatever comes with the package, 2, 3, 4, alhamdulillah. But the deen first. Likewise, my sisters, also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tongue of His Messenger commanded you to choose special type of husbands. Because also men are weird these days. They do weird things to their wives. رجل يعني يتعدى على زوجته. He tells his wife profanity. He uses F word with his wife. ده كلام يا رجل. ده النبي يقول لك. The Prophet tells you. أحسنكم أحسنكم لأهلي وأنا أحسنكم لأهلي. The best of you is the best to his family, and I'm the best to my family. When they go, you tell your wife, والله يا إخوة, profanity with the wife. وبعدين يجي يتعدى يضربها يضربها, بعدين يقول لك القرآن سيد يضربها, ما يقول لك فائضوهن واهجروهن, خلاص تتبع القرآن لما في two before the before this. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة tells you that the best of you, the best of you are the best in character, manner, manner, and the best place to use your manners is with your spouse, with your wife. الرجل الآن, the man now, as soon as he enters the house, الحق, he's at home, أخلاقه داخل الأسد وصل, go under the أريكة, go under the bed, hide until he leaves. لا, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سألته عائشة, لما الصحابة ask عائشة رضي الله عنها كيف كان النبي في بيته, تقول لك كان في خدمة أهله. النبي, your messenger, إخوة, used to cook, used to feed his wife. يا إخوة, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to race with عائشة, race with her, come on يا عائشة, let's race, huh? ولذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للأخوات, the prophet tells the guardians of the women, because a woman cannot give herself in marriage, period. أيما امرأة نكحت نفسها بغير إذن وليها فزواجها باطل باطل باطل. Any woman who gives herself in marriage without the permission of her wali, her marriage is invalid, invalid, invalid. وهذا رأي الجمهور. I'm aware of the view of الإمام أبي حنيفة regarding الثيب, but this view does not count, because the hadith says no. Ayyuma imra'a, any woman. Oh, that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the guardians. كما في صحيح ابن حبان حديث أبي هريرة, إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه. If someone comes to you asking your daughters in marriage, here are the two criterias. You're happy, you're pleased with his khuluq, character, and his deen, both. Don't tell me he has a good character, mashallah, the malak, بس ما بصليش. ملاك إزاي ما بصليش؟ ده يبقى يعني بلاش نقول. He's an angel, but he does not pray five times. يا شيخ, angel, mashallah. Also, deen without manners, not good. It also tells you, ikhwal, there is a relationship between your character, your manners, and your religion. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the two together. There is a statement, التابعين يقولون, من زاد عنك في الخلق زاد عنك في الدين. If somebody has a better character than you, he is better, for sure he is better than you in the religion. In the religion. أنت أحيانا تلاقي الرجل يصلي الخمس فروض بس very, ما شاء الله, يعني backbite, gossip, mean to his brothers. Mean. وهو بيصلي ممكن يكون في المسجد five times. بس the character, ما فيش. لا. الدين, the religion must kick a character. Both. Deen and character. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told the daughters, told the guardian of the daughters, don't give your daughters in marriage but to someone who has a character, a good character, and has a deen. Look at this. إلا تفعلوا. If you do not do this, تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض. It will be فتنة. You're exposing your daughters to فتنة. الرجل الآن يا إخوة, الواحد يأتيه, يعني الأب الوالد, a father has a daughter, and some righteous brother comes to him, بيصلي الخمسة وما شاء الله أهل من السنة ويا سلام, بس ما معوش, he doesn't have money. يقول لك لا, not good, not good. But someone comes with the money, ما شاء الله, يعني فلوس يمين وشمال, بس ما فيش لا دين ولا خلق, زوج, this is the one. Why do you present, يعني الحسن البصري, عفوا الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما, was asked by one of his friends. I have four individuals who came asking my daughter in marriage, which one should I choose? He said to him, زوجها من التقي, make sure that you give her to a righteous one. فإنه إن أحبها أكرمها وإن كرهها لا يظلمها. If he loves her, mashallah, that's the best. But if he dislikes her, he will never commit injustice against her. Why? Because he fears who? Allah. لكن واحد ما عندهش تقوى. يعني الأخت تكلمني تقول لي زوجي بيعمل, my husband does this to me. Huh? Can you help me? I ask her one question. Does he pray 5 times? No. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Go to the police, do something else. I can't help you. He's going to come to me, I'm going to tell her, Allah said, the messenger said. If he doesn't believe in that stuff, forget about it. Huh? لكن الإنسان التقي, a righteous person, اتخوف بالنار, اتخوف من ربنا, يخاف, يتقي الله في المرأة, يتقي الله, he fears Allah in her. That's why you're supposed to find people who are righteous for your daughters. يا إخوة, يعني we read in the Quran and we read in the Sunnah and the life of our righteous predecessors, people who actually do the abnormal to fulfill this. يعني الرجل الصالح في مدين, إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين. Where Musa went to fleeing from Egypt, he arrived in a place called Madian. Huh? He saw him righteous. The righteous man told, I want you to marry one of my daughters. Oh. We have also hadith al-Bukhari. Umar ibn al-Khattab. Because some of the brothers say, يا أخي انت عايزنا روح أخطب لبنتي. ده عيب, يا عيب أخطب لبنتي. Umar ibn al-Khattab. When حفصة تأيمت, حديث عبد الله من عبد الله بن حذافة السامي, عبد الله بن حذافة, he took her around to Uthman. But righteous people, Uthman, Abu Bakr, and at the end سيدنا عمر, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم married her. Oh. وعندك also you have the story of سعيد بن المسيب. سعيد بن المسيب يا إخوة, سعيد بن المسيب refused the son of the Khalif. يعني قصة out of this world, the son of the Khalif. Huh. الوليد ابن عبد الملك wanted to marry his daughter. He said no. No. يعني imagine that the daughter of a president comes to marry him. يا الله أكبر, ظهر الحق وتلاقيه ما بصليش. Refused him. Yeah. وزوجها لمين؟ واحد اسمه أبو وداعة. أبو وداعة كان بيقعد في الدرس بتاعه. One of his students, he said to learn from him the hadith. Her dowry was 2 dinar. 50 bucks. Now. Why? Because of he's choosing a righteous. This is the issue. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يصلح بيوتنا. قل قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I think something has to be done about our Muslim homes. Something has to be done. First of all, if you're not married yet, Alhamdulillah, Find out first what a religious person can be. Learn the religion so you can find a religious woman. So you can put this house together. You see the problems that we're having as Muslims now. And this is my number. I really haven't got this from a stats or anything. That maybe 75% of us married our spouses not in the basis of religion. I'm being straightforward here. And I ask those who are married, the 75. I'm sure you belong, all of you, to the 25. But the 75, you married your wife, she's so beautiful. Oh, the family, they're going to get me through. اللي مالوش ظهر بينضرب على بطنه ومش عارف ايه. Whoever does not have a back, he gets hit in his... كلام كده يعني كلام عامي بس يحمل معاني, breaks the hearts. But this is the issue. But I'm not asking you to divorce your wives here, okay? Don't think that I'm asking because you... No, that's not what I'm asking you. But what I'm asking you is, there are some things that we can do to reform our homes. Huh? There are some things that we can do. And bidnillah ta'ala, I'm planning, beginning the next khutbah, to bring one at a time or two at a time, inshallah, and see how can we make a difference. Because at the end of the day, if the house of your home is not a second, if your house is not a place where you find peace, you find serenity, you find tranquility, if you go to the house to fight, it's not going to work. That's a miserable life. But things can be done. There are things that can be done in order to reform our homes. And this is what I meant by my khutbah today, inshallah. I hope I did not sound a little bit pessimistic, but you know, they tell you that you realizing or recognizing a problem, the problem is actually the first step to find a solution. What we want is we want a Muslim home. A Muslim home where you find peace, where that next generation is brought up in the right environment. In the right environment. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, israfana fi amrina, wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina, wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna, wa aslih lana akhiratana allati ilayha ma'aduna. واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح نساء المسلمين وأصلح شباب المسلمين وأصلح رجال المسلمين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا قولوا قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة